Dear, anything can happen. Amen. Anything is possible. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So thankful that you're all in the house of the Lord today. Amen. What a presence of the Lord we feel today. Amen. I'm excited and so thankful that I have a body of believers that believe in prayer. Thank you so much for your prayer for me the other night. And just not sure what was going on, but think I found out. So I'm good. They said my health is good. I'm in good shape. Praise God. God is good. Just got a little bit of muscle issue going on, I think. So thank God that that's all it is. Amen. As soon as I can get my message to come up here, I'll get started. All right. I'm so thankful for what God has done this week. Amen. I am overwhelmed by what he has done. Praise God. We're going to go to the book of Jude 17. There's only one chapter, so verse 17 through 25 in the book of Jude. Begins with verse 17. It says, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who shall walk after their own ungodly lusts. This be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God." Amen. It's important to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. "Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And of others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto them that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen." Amen. Praise God. I'm going to preach to us a little bit. We're in revival.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We're in revival. I'm not looking for revival. I'm not praying anymore for revival. Because I believe we are in revival. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that wholeheartedly. Today, we are seeing God do great things among us.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You may be thinking, well, I don't see, you know, our size of our church changing and all of that, but we're touching lives. Amen. We're seeing people come into the kingdom. This ain't about us.
Right. Yeah.
Amen? This ain't about this local church. Amen? This is about the kingdom of God. Amen? We're preaching to people. We're seeing lives change. We're seeing people get the Holy Ghost. We're seeing people baptized in Jesus' name, whole churches. Amen? And we got to stand up and say, yes, we're in revival. Hallelujah. Praise God. When 93 people received the baptism in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that's revival, my friend. That's revival. I don't know what else gets you excited, but that ought to get you excited. That ought to make you want to talk about it. That ought to make you want to just get happy and say, yes, God is moving in our life right now. Hallelujah. I am not reading about it anymore. I'm seeing it happen. I'm seeing God go house to house, filling people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. His presence is moving. People that are hungry for God are being filled.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Sins are being remitted in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Hallelujah. God is revealing truth to people's lives. Hungry people are getting filled. Praise God. Hallelujah. This church has got a burning, a fire burning in I as the pastor. I'm not going to let it go out. I'm going to get my fan of worship and praise out, and I'm going to keep it fanning. I'm going to keep the fire burning. I'm going to keep faith rising in this place because God is here. Amen. 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 He's doing it among us. Yep. Hallelujah. When reading of the preaching of Stephen, taking the verse from the history of Israel in Acts 17, it says, "But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt." This is the story of long ago. But God is the God of principle, and He has given us some promises today. Yes. Amen. In the time of the promise of the Holy Ghost and the power of God falling is upon us right now. It's here. We're in revival. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. I feel that we are walking in the promises of God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to preach it today. We're in revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracles happen. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders. We've preached revival. We believe in revival. Now we are in revival. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We walk in the power of the Holy Ghost every day. There's no telling what God's going to do next. Amen. I hope God will open our understanding and ignite our faith today. Amen. To get excited about revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Sister Kathy, I was going to run up to you today and tell you about our conversation with your son yesterday. Amen. I think I got a Bible study with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many prayers are answered right there. Hallelujah. God, we are in revival, church. Praise God. People's lives are coming to Him. Hallelujah. Their minds are being opened to truth. Amen. God's revealing Himself to people. Amen. They're feeling the power of God when you walk into the room. Amen. Because God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. He is opening up powerful avenues for you to walk in. We're in revival. Hallelujah. Time is right now. Hallelujah. The coming of the Lord is drawing close. And we are indeed living in the last days. As last days, people, we have the promise of the latter rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the latter rain, we will see things seven times. Hallelujah. Greater than the book of Acts, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything that happened that was a miracle there is seven times greater in the last days. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God is doing beginning that right now. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm seeing the impossible happen. Amen. Amen. God is doing the impossible. Amen. If I can build your faith to believe God for the impossible situation in your life right now, you're gonna believe God. We're in revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to have faith in God like never before. Amen. It's time to build churches. It's time to plant daughter works. Amen. It's time to have teach home Bible studies. Amen. It's time to pray people through to the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's time to see miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. Rachel, we're in revival. Hallelujah. 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 Most of you have probably seen the video, though. We showed Wednesday night. Wednesday night. I was tired. Yeah. Monday night, my Bible study canceled. And so I Wednesday night come, and I was just going to go home. They mentioned they wanted to do something Wednesday night, but I just kind of wanted to go home and rest. So I did. I got out of work a little early. I went home and fell asleep on the couch. And Stephen wakes me up. He says, "Daddy, you going to Bible study tonight? Megan said they're going to have Bible study tonight." I'm like, okay. I really don't want to go, but okay, I'm good. I got up, looked over my Bible study a little bit, got a that video, if you haven't watched the video of Warren Finney talking with Brother Doug Kleinitz and his pastor and some other men on Zoom, you need to watch that video. That will excite you. That will let you see we're in revival. Amen. Hallelujah. I began to watch that all the way to Cleveland. And right as I'm pulling in to where I see downtown and there's the stadium and all the buildings downtown, they're beginning to preach on that video about God giving us authority in the Holy Ghost and imparting the Spirit of God moving in us. And I began to have faith. I began to speak over that city in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that every spirit in this city come down in the name of Jesus. I began to have faith. I began to believe God and pray over that city as I'm driving through it. Hallelujah. Get to Fat Boy's house. And Glory, we open the door and Glory says, he's not here yet. He's not here. Where's he at? He's at the hospital. They had to take him in the emergency room. He's not here yet. I'm like, oh, my. I guess we're not having Bible study. I'm thinking in my mind. And so we sit down for a little bit, and soon the phone rings, and it's the hospital saying, he's okay. Come and pick him up. Glory's like, I don't have a car. I said, I'll go get him. So I go pick him up at the hospital. I bring him home, and he's plumb worn out. Just ready to lay down. Yeah. So, all right, we get him in this bed, lay him down, and Glory and them, Megan, decide they're going to go get something to eat. So, lay him down. I said, man, Fat Boy, you want to listen to a video after they left? Sure, he watched that video that I just watched. I let him watch it. I thought he went to sleep. Looked over there, and his eyes shut, and just video playing away. I'm like, oh, well, I guess he went to sleep. So I got up and done some things, come back in. He had moved a little bit, so I thought, well, maybe he's awake and listening. And when the video was done, he turns over and starts telling me what God's going to do in his life. He says, when I preach my first message, because he feels God has called him to preach. Amen. He said, when I preach my first message, you're not going to believe what God's going to do. Amen. You thought Wayne's singing thing was awesome when people's lives were being touched. He said, there's going to be people shouting. There's going to be people dancing. There's going to be people praising God. This place is going to be packed to the hilt. And I began to believe him. I said, man, I believe that. In Jesus' name, God's going to do it. Amen. I believe that. Amen. He lays over and starts singing this song, just singing this wonderful song. Amen. And that's what I like about this man. He just loves God. Amen. He loves God. He just wants to worship God. When you're around him, he loves to sing. He loves to praise God. He began to sing that song. He sang that song through. And then he turned over to me and he says, I want you to know I heard every word that you said. I heard every word in that video. And I'm going to be baptized before I preach my first sermon. Amen. I just got to figure out how to do that. And then he began, we talked a little bit, and then he laid over and just lifted his hands and began to praise the Lord. You could just tell he started to feel the presence of the Lord. He just began to praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. And I'm like, I perked up. I'm like, yes, that's it, Fat Boy. You just worship God, man. You just praise him. Just give him glory. Give him praise. He began to praise more. Begin to worship God. I said, man, God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost right now. And I got over on the side of his bed, and I laid my hands on him, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost right there in his bed. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we're in revival. Hallelujah. There's going to be souls saved in the East Cleveland. We're going to see a mighty move of God in that city because of this man. The miracles God done in his life, hallelujah, were impossible. God has done the impossible. Amen. We're in revival. God's Spirit is moving in lives and changing hearts. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of these days I'm going to meet the mayor of Cleveland. Amen. We're going to see God do mighty things. Amen. Hallelujah. I've had people tell me, amen, there's no mistaking you and this black man getting together, white and black together in this time right now. Hallelujah. That's a miracle from God. God is doing a miracle in this city. Amen. In this area, just like it was prophesied. He said, God said he's going to use us for a magnificent revival. A powerful revival all across this area. Amen. A regional revival. Hallelujah. I'm believing. I'm walking in it today. Hallelujah. I'm not looking for it. I'm in it. I'm walking in the revival that Jesus has. Hallelujah. Somebody get excited about revival in your own life. God is doing miracles. He's doing wonders. He's doing awesome things. There's healing. There's power. There's anointing. Hallelujah. In our lives. We're in revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him for what He's going to do tomorrow in your life. Thank Him for what He's going to do today. Hallelujah. We're in revival. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Revival. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. I've been waiting and waiting and believing God for this type of revival. Now I'm seeing it. I'm living it. I'm walking in it. I'm excited about it. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been telling my peers and my friends, man, when I tell you about what God's doing, that excites me even more. When I get to text somebody and say, hey, God just filled so-and-so with the Holy Ghost. God just baptized 93 with the name of Jesus. Awesome. Is that all we can thank God about? I want you to know Jesus is listening. He hears our praise. And the Bible says to weep with those that weep and to rejoice with those that rejoice. Amen. I think we can get a little bit more excited than when 93 people get the Holy Ghost.
Amen, amen, amen.
I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop talking about it. I can't stop praising God for what He has done. Amen. That has broken the door open to mighty revival in this local area. Amen. That has brought faith to my spirit, and I pray to yours. Amen. God is doing a work like never before. All flesh. We're beginning to see it. All flesh are beginning to come to the knowledge of Jesus' name. I believe there's going to be a last day outpouring of the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. They're before it used to be getting a group together to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now it's going to be getting together to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God is getting ready to just reveal truth to many people. Hallelujah. And I'm believing, hallelujah, that I want to be a part of it. I'm in it. Yeah. You're in it. Hallelujah. You're in this great end time revival, and we're seeing it happen right before our eyes. Hallelujah. It's time to get excited, church. It's time to praise God like never before. It's time to believe like never before. It's time to pray like never before. Amen. God is going to use you to do great exploits. Amen. His word has never returned to Him void. Hallelujah. And it's gonna do its perfect will in each and every one of your lives. Does anybody believe that with me today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you believe God is going to use you? Hallelujah. Where He's got you. He's got you in a place that you can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So that everybody can hear it. And God can move and God can touch. God's doing miracles in my wife's job. Amen. Hallelujah. She said just the other day, her co-worker just turned and gave her a big hug. Hallelujah. That, my friend, is a miracle from God. Amen. God is moving in her life. She sees somebody cares about her. That's all it takes, my friend. It's all it takes to have revival is just show someone you care.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Ryan experienced it yesterday in his Bible study. He just got beside the Bible study, pulled the sheets aside and went to with them. To a jogging thing or a race, and watched them and just saw them race and just got behind them and support them. My friend, that's what it takes. It's just getting in real life with somebody and just saying, hey, I want to be a part of your life. And it changed the mindset of their hearts and minds. Amen. God is doing a work through his people. That's because we're in revival.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're in revival. It's not time to fuss. It's not time to combust. Amen. I preach the word. If you will just grab a fan instead of a wet blanket, this fire will increase and not go out. Hallelujah. Grab a fan and do whatever you can to fan the flames of a burning revival. Amen. Keep the fire burning. Hallelujah. Get excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. Revival is not always easy. Hallelujah. It's not always fast. It's not always, doesn't always come the way you like it. Like I said, I was tired. I was ready to go to sleep and I'll get to it Monday again. But I'm telling you, God had something else in mind. I never expected it to happen that way. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm starting to learn though. God ain't going to do it my way. Amen. He's just going to continue to keep amazing me. Keep showing up and doing miraculous things. It just blows my mind. Amen. That's the kind of God I serve. Amen. He's just going to blow your mind. Amen. He's not going to do your 1, 2, 3. Amen. He's not going to. Amen. It's not about me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. It's all about you. Amen. Amen. I want to follow you. I want to hear your voice. I want to do your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will face opposition. You will face discouragement. You will face attack. But nothing to your ultimate destruction. Hallelujah. Because God is with you. God is on your side. Amen. You will build a church. You will win a soul. You will have revival. Amen. You will do the miraculous. You will pray for the sick and they will recover. Amen. Hallelujah. How do we claim our revival? The first is we must restore the apostolic church. If we want to have apostolic revival, we've got to be an apostolic church. That means we go back to the book of Acts. Excuse me. We need the apostolic experience. Yes. Lots of people talk about the Holy Ghost, but they don't have the apostolic experience. Should we really speak in tongues? Absolutely. Everybody, every man, woman, child on the planet earth needs to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Yeah. On the day of Pentecost, they were filled with that spirit. Yes. Then they all began to speak in tongues. The crowd that was there were amazed, questioning and wondering what was going on. The Apostle Peter, with the support of all the other apostles, stood up and explained what this was. He spoke about the tongues experience that the people were curious about. And in Acts 2:16, it says, this is that. This is what Prophet Joel spoke about. This is that. What you're hearing is that. What Joel talked about. What is that? It was what Joel prophesied, namely the outpouring of God's Spirit upon all flesh. Yes, we ought to speak in tongues when we receive the Holy Ghost, because this is that. Don't change the message. Don't change the experience. Don't change the that. Hallelujah, because this is that. Amen. We're in revival and people are receiving that. Yes. Hallelujah. People are receiving the baptism in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. They're getting revelation of who he is, the mighty God in Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. One of the most powerful things that Warren Finney spoke in that video of his testimony of coming to Jesus was the revelation when he read in Genesis that we were created in the image of God. Brother Mark, how many of them are you? You're just one. We're created in his image. There's no one else beside me. You've seen me. You've seen Matt Roberts. I and myself are one. Praise God. That is a tremendous revelation of who we are and who he is. Amen. When you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. There is no other beside him. There's only one God. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Notice what Peter preached. He did not preach about tongues. He preached the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said, you have crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. He preached that Jesus is the Lord of Joel, and Joel's Lord was Jehovah. Hallelujah. And he said in Acts 2:21, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. He quoted Joel in the Old Testament. In Joel 2:32, it says, the Lord is Jehovah. But Peter applied this quote to Jesus. He preached that Jesus is Lord. In Acts 2:23-36, it says the audience cried out in Acts 2:37, men and brethren, what shall we do? According to some people's theology, amen, Peter should have replied, do what you want. Do anything. In the course of this message, you changed your mind, and it's obvious that you now believe in Jesus so you can go home and be saved. But that's not what he said. He said, in essence, it's obvious you have changed your mind. Amen. Now you need to change your heart. Hallelujah. You need to repent. Amen. That's what so many sinners in this world need to do today, that say, I was born that way. I was born this way and I was born that way. You're right. You were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And the only one cure for your life is repenting before Jesus Christ of your sins and being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, the removal of those sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then he said, and with many other words in Acts 2:40, save yourself from this untoward generation, this perverse generation, this generation that's going in the wrong direction. There's the message of holiness, as clear as it could be. Amen. You've got a new life. You need to walk a new walk. Amen. Hallelujah. You need a new direction. You don't go where you used to go. You don't go talk the way you used to. You don't do the things you used to do. It can't be the same way as the generation is going.
Right. Amen.
If it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it's a duck.
Yeah.
If it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Yeah.
But he has changed us.
Amen.
Amen. He has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. That means I'm going to walk the way that pleases him. I'm going to dress the way that pleases him. I'm going to act the way that pleases him. Hallelujah. I'm going to see miracles. Hallelujah. I'm going to see signs and wonders, and I'm going to do the will of the Holy Ghost, because this is that, and we're in revival. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, this is a powerful, apostolic, Holy Ghost-filled doctrine that we walk in. We also need apostolic fellowship in unity.
Yes.
Amen. Get together with one another.
Amen.
Amen. fellowship, have relationship with one another. Thank God. Lord, we give you praise right now that you haven't visited this church, Lord, and you've kept us safe from this virus, Lord God. We've been able to get together and have fellowship one with another. God, we're so thankful for your hand upon this church right now, God. Keep your hand upon us right now. Touch us, Lord. We praise you for it right now in the name of Jesus, for your protection hand, Lord God, upon our lives. God, you're a holy God. You're a righteous God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to share. We need to give. The believers gave whatever was necessary for the new converts to stay in Jerusalem. They gave everything. That's apostolic fellowship. That's apostolic unity. They also had apostolic prayer and praise, and they had apostolic signs and wonders. Hallelujah. We must have the miraculous in the local church. Hallelujah. We need to expect the miraculous. Amen. It is local. In this local assembly, we need the gifts of the Spirit in operation. Don't hold back, saint of God. Amen. Let the power of the Holy Ghost work in your life. Exercise your faith in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Allow the Spirit of God to operate through you. Amen. We need to see the gifts operating regularly in the church. Hallelujah, because we're in revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray like apostolics. We can worship like apostolics. We can believe, and we can let the miraculous operate on a regular basis in our midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're in revival. Amen. We're in a powerful move of the Holy Ghost. If we truly be apostolic in the five dimensions of Acts, you know what'll happen? Hallelujah. We'll have apostolic revival like we're having right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 2:4, it says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Thank God. They had daily revival. Our local church has not grown to the point where we have but people receiving the Holy Ghost every day. But we will. Hallelujah. We will have it. Amen. We will get there. Amen. We're getting close. Hallelujah. We're seeing it. God begin to move. Revival fires are burning in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. We're seeing people get the Holy Ghost. We don't have daughter works yet. We don't have jail ministry yet. We don't have nursing home ministry yet. But that God is doing work. Amen. He's setting us up for great things. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm believing. Amen. We're going to see it. Amen. Amen. We're going to be touching lives all around this area. Hallelujah. I'm going to fan the flame. We are starting P7s. We've been working on those. We are teaching Bible studies. We are being seeing people being healed. Amen. We are seeing people delivered. Amen. People are repenting and being baptized in Jesus' name and receiving the Holy Ghost. So let's keep the fire burning. Amen. Hallelujah. Get out your Holy Ghost fan and begin to fan the flame of the power of God in your life. And let's keep this revival burning. Amen. We're going to keep it alive. Hallelujah. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it pumping. Amen. We're going to pump revival in our lives. Amen. Keep the revival fires burning. Get on the phone and talk about revival. Hallelujah. Don't talk about, oh, I got to wear a mask. Oh, the governor's doing this. And, oh, my goodness, that you wouldn't believe what Nancy Pelosi's doing again. Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Come on. It's time for revival. Hallelujah. The book of Acts church didn't think nothing about what King Herod was doing. They got on their faces and began to pray. And things were shaking. And the place was shaking. And people's lives got changed. Amen. That's what we need to focus ourselves on, is the power of God in this last time. Hallelujah. Build one another up in this most holy faith. Amen. It says to do it yourself, but you can do it with somebody else as well. Amen. Encourage each other. Tell each other you care about them and believe God for the miracle that's happening in their life. Amen. What can we do more to see this happen more? Amen. Thank God for my brother in Woodsfield, Ohio, John. Hallelujah. Castle, amen. I'm thankful for him. I can call him up anytime and we can talk about the things of God, and he gets so excited about what God is doing. It encourages each of us to just keep going. Powerful. Amen. It's powerful when we talk about the things of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because we're not looking for revival. We're in revival. Hallelujah. God is doing the miraculous. Amen. This is the day for daily home Bible studies.
Amen.
Ask somebody for a Bible study. Amen. Teach them a home Bible study. I still have them. Been here for probably a long time. They were up here. Little Bible study. There they are. Amen. Teach it in 1 hour. All you got to do is get them to agree. Go through the Word of God with you. Amen. And they'll either see it or they won't. Praise God. Pretty simple. But you can teach a home Bible study. You can get somebody to teach a home Bible study for somebody that you might know.
Yep.
Amen. But get somebody to want a Bible study. Amen. That's how they change their lives. That's how they get the Word of God in their heart. That's how they start to see their way is not the right way. Amen. It's by the Word of God. How many have been serving God for 50 years and God has showed you a new way? Nobody's been 50 years? Okay. All right. 10 years. And God's still showing you a better way. Well, that home Bible study, that person don't know the way. It don't even know what repentance means, probably. So when we show them the way, they're going to need to know how to do it tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next and the next. Amen. We have to take time and allow people to just build them a porch. So like they need a porch, a place to hang out until they can get it right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're in revival and we're seeing God do great things. Hallelujah. I want to claim, hallelujah, the revival for you today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We must evangelize everywhere. We must believe God and see His revival everywhere. Let's stand here today. Hallelujah. I believe God is touching us right now. And God is doing a mighty work in us right now. Hallelujah. We are in revival. If somebody who needs to repent of your sins is here today, you can come to this altar and you can repent of your sins, and God will fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. Amen. If you need to be baptized and have your sins remitted, today is the day. You can go down in the waters in the name of Jesus and you can receive forgiveness and remission of sins. Hallelujah. And God promises you that He will fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you're a saint of God who wants to be a soul winner, hallelujah, you can make a commitment to God here today. Hallelujah. You want to be a disciple maker, you can come before God here today and say, God, I want to be in this fight. I want to be a prayer warrior. God, I want to be a prayer warrior for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. If you want to teach a home Bible study, hallelujah, you can ask God to help you right here in this altar today. He'll empower you. He'll help you. He'll give you a thought to tell somebody and reach somebody. Young kids, if you want to win souls, you can win souls.
Amen.
God is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. God wants to use you right now, right where you're at. Hallelujah. He don't want you to wait 50 years and do something for God. He wants you to move in the Holy Ghost right now. Let's come to this altar. Let's believe God. Let's ask God for a mighty fresh vision of revival. That we keep a fan of flame burning. And we fan the flame of the Holy Ghost in our lives. And when we're done fanning that flame, we go to somebody else and begin to fan their flame. Get the Holy Ghost fire burning in their life. Hallelujah. Let the excitement of revival grip our hearts today. Oh God, thank you for having move of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for letting us see.
Son of God,
miracles, signs and wonders.
You are high and lifted up. All the world will praise your great Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up. All the world will praise Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up. All the world will praise Jesus. All the world will praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Go out of here this week.
Amen.
Yeah. And tell somebody about Jesus.
Yes.
And watch and see what God don't do in your life. Amen. We're in revival.
Yes.
Amen. Let's fan it. Let's believe it. Let's walk in it. Hallelujah. Jesus' name right now, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over Tom's body right now, God, by the authority of the Word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, we pray a healing upon his body right now. Touch his bones, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, minister to this man, Lord God, by the authority of your Word. We believe it. We trust in it in the name of Jesus right now. Bring complete healing to his body, Lord God. Lift him out of that hospital, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We believe you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. God bless you. Okay. Jesus' name, touch David right now, God. Touch this whole situation. Most of all, God, draw his heart to you, God, in Holy Ghost repentance, Lord God. His wife in Holy Ghost repentance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're able to do a miracle in their lives, Lord God. Even when it doesn't seem like it's possible, we're believing, God, that you can turn it around. In the name of Jesus, you can plant their feet on solid ground. In the name of Jesus, we pray it. God, touch David Reed right now. God, touch his mind, his spirit, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, touch his heart, Lord, right now, God. Turn his heart towards you, Lord God. Lift his spirit right now, Lord God. Lord, we pray for those that have been wayward, Lord God, that have had this truth and tasted of this truth and have walked away, God. We pray that there a Holy Ghost anointing come over them wherever they are right now, that you get a hold of their spirit, Lord Jesus, that you wake them up, Lord God, because your coming is near, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we believe, God, we believe in Jesus' name. God bless you. Go tell somebody. Go pray for somebody. If you got them on your heart right now, go pray for them. Call them up. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. God bless you. You're dismissed.